Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Joining me right now to talk about the NFL Combine, and we'll get into some specifics about the team that he covers as well. He covers the Giants for Giants.com. You can get him on Twitter at Schmelk, S-C-H-M-E-E-L-K. John Schmelk joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, John. How are you?
What's up, Sean? You got the pronunciation and the spelling right. I am officially honored.
It's on a weekend, too, where, you know, like, usually I'm dialed in Monday through Friday. I get it right on a Sunday. I'm feeling pretty good about myself, man.
Yeah,
I got to tell you. So let's, before we get into the Giants specifically, just combine, how much buzz on the Lamar Jackson topic that, you know, Lamar Jackson saying that none of the teams have asked him to work out at wide receiver, and yet it feels like Bill Polian kind of started a brush fire about a week ago that will not go away anytime Lamar Jackson gets asked questions. How big of a topic was that among folks like yourself that cover these teams, of your peers that you've been talking to?
And here's the funny thing. He was asked a few times when he did his media availability on Friday about it, but no one that really follows this draft process and has done any extensive work on Lamar Jackson thinks that he is anything but a quarterback. So as much as I respect Bill Polian and what he's done in the league, and no one should question his football acumen and knowledge, I really think his opinion that Jackson should do wide receiver drills, frankly, is foolish. He's the fourth best quarterback in this draft. He should be a first-round selection. And just because he's a great athlete doesn't mean he should be a wide receiver. So I think it's good fodder. It's a fun topic to kind of fool around with, but nobody that really does this thing seriously thinks he should be anything but a quarterback.
Yeah, and okay, so it's interesting. You just said something there where it kind of perked my ears up. You say he's the fourth best quarterback in this draft. I feel like just the consensus is that the big four, so to speak, are Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield in some order. And then Jackson, with a lot of folks, is number five. Who do you have him, if he's in your top four, who do you have him ahead of the big four?
You know what? I said fourth because I kind of set my board in tiers. So in my top tier of quarterbacks, I have Rosen, Darnold, and Mayfield. Specifically, my order right now is Darnold 1, Mayfield 2, and Rosen 3. Mostly because of Rosen's injury history and his fragility with his two concussions this year and his shoulder injury. So that's why I have Mayfield ahead of Rosen. Then I have Allen and Jackson in that second tier. Both should be first-round picks. I think both will be gone before pick number 20. I think both guys have similar issues, to be honest with you. I think Allen has much better, you know, an arm and those type of physical traits as a quarterback, but both guys struggle with accuracy and consistency, and I think that's why I have them in that second class behind Darnold, Mayfield, and Rosen.
Okay, so this is a good segue into talking specifically about the Giants at number two, because obviously Eli long in the tooth now, but he'll be back with the team this year. What direction, let me ask your opinion first, what direction would you like to see the Giants go at number two?
If they're sold on a quarterback and they believe that he is going to be the next Eli Manning, which means he's going to quarterback this franchise for 15 years, you pick that player. If that means he sits for a year or two before he does it, fine. I don't care. That position is so valuable that if you can find that next guy, you must take that player. And by the way, Dave Gettleman basically said that when he spoke to the media on the side over the weekend. The question is whether or not they are sold on one of these guys as the next guy, because let's be honest, each one of these quarterbacks does have flaws. For me, right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind, if Darnold's there, I think you have to take him. If he's not there, I would seriously consider somebody that plays a different position.
Interesting. John Schmelk of Giants.com joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sure as someone who covers the Giants, you've probably gone through some of these machinations in your head, but I think we could be in for some unprecedented jockeying. And I say unprecedented. We've seen a lot of it the last 2 years. Look, 2 years ago, the number one and two picks both got traded for by the Eagles and the Rams to get Goff and Wentz. But just I feel like there's so much of a blanket over these quarterbacks. There's no real consensus, number one. Have you thought about the jockeying that we could see, just the maneuvering, even teams maneuvering up just one or two spots to make sure they get the guy they like? Have you thought through the possibilities, especially considering the team you cover, John, is sitting at number two?
Oh, absolutely. And I think trading down is a realistic possibility. And if I'm not picking a quarterback, if you could trade down to five or six where the Broncos or the Jets sit, I would do that in a second, because if five or six, if three quarterbacks go in the top five, there's a good chance you're getting Quentin Nelson, Saquon Barkley, Minkah Fitzpatrick, or Bradley Chubb. And if I'm going home with one of those guys and I pick up two or three other selections, I just had an unbelievable draft. And look, I think Kirk Cousins, in my opinion, will wind up in Minnesota. I think he wants to win. People forget that he made $44 million the last 2 years. He's not dying to make every dollar, in my opinion. And talking to people that know his agent and know Kirk Cousins, they don't think he's going to be hunting for every cent. He wants to win. And I think Minnesota is clearly the best landing spot for him, which means both the Jets and the Broncos should be in the market for a quarterback. And if they have a guy that they love, and I promise you both Mike Maccagnan and John Elway will, I think both guys will be willing to move up two or three spots to grab him. Now, if I'm the Giants, I'd be very hesitant to move out of the top 10 or even the top 8 because I want to get that premium player. My fans just went through a 3-13 season. I don't want to be sitting there and not getting a great player for all that pain and suffering during the year. So the Cardinals at 15, they better come with a truckload of goodies, or the Bills at 21-22. I want another first-round pick in addition to those two to move back that far. I think that's how the Giants have to hold this hammer at number two, where they have a ton of leverage, and I think their front office and head coach did a good job of letting the league know this weekend that they are open to doing just about anything with that pick, which, by the way, in February and March, you absolutely should be.
Of course. You know, even the Browns are saying the same thing. You know, hey, we're open for business at number one. It's all the posturing that goes on this time of year. Let's pretend for a second, John, that they can't or don't trade out of that spot, and they don't take a quarterback with the number two pick. Who do you think they take with the number two pick if it's not a quarterback?
You know, the Giants have a classic question of positional value. I've talked to probably 12 to 15 different people that do this for a living. When we're all covering the NFL in the fall, they're covering college football. And it is a consensus. The two best players in this draft, purely based on grade, are Saquon Barkley and Quentin Nelson. Well, guess what two positions aren't traditionally held in enough value to be top three picks? Running back and offensive guard. So the question is, do the Giants go with the player that they think will make the most Pro Bowls, make the most All-Pros, and potentially be a Hall of Famer? And Pat Shurmur mentioned that the last time the Giants picked second and third, they drafted Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor. Pretty good players, right? So Do you pick those two guys at positions that maybe aren't traditionally considered premium positions? Or do you pick a guy like Bradley Chubb, who's a pass rusher, probably is one level down from those guys, but he plays a premium position? Or Minkah Fitzpatrick, who will be a great addition to James Betcher's defense, can kind of play the Tyrann Mathieu role, you know, safety, corner, move around all over the place. He can do that sort of stuff. So I think, you know, that's the question the Giants have to ask themselves. They want a guard or a running back when, by the way, you can get both those positions if you trade down later in the draft. There are some really good running backs and guards you can get at the top of round two. Or do you just pick the best player and say, you know what, I don't care what position he plays, just give me the best guy.
John Schmelk, Giants.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, so let's talk about Eli Manning for a second. Sure. What's the buzz on Eli? I mean, we know he's getting towards the end here. Is there any discussion, or is there, you know, amongst media, just scuttlebutt as far as what the exit strategy here is with Eli in terms of how many more years he's going to be the starting quarterback? You know, just general talk about Eli kind of winding down as a Giant, because I feel like he gets the level of respect in that city, in that organization, where there will be some sort of consistent strategy with what they're going to do to exit the Eli Manning era.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the city was almost burnt to the ground when they, you know, basically stopped the starting streak in December. So, yeah, trust me, they are thinking long, hard, and deep about this. And, you know, Giants ownership, and that was one of the reasons everything went bad the way it did in December. So, you know, I think it's a really good question. He has 2 years left on his contract. They have committed to him as a starting quarterback for this year. If they don't draft a quarterback with that second overall pick, I would be very surprised, barring, of course, any injuries or things like that, that he wasn't the quarterback for the next 2 years and didn't finish off his contract. And I imagine by then they would have a successor in place to take that job from him, whether it's Davis Webb, who they drafted in the third round last year, or someone maybe they draft in the middle rounds this year. But whether they pick a quarterback, I think, will affect their strategy. They pick a guy at two, I think they'll sit him on the bench for this year. Even if it's Sam Darnold, they'll play Eli. But then I think if that player shows enough, I think they'll figure out a way to get that player as the Giants starter in the 2019 season.
How do they feel about Davis Webb?
You know, it's funny. The regime that picked him is not here. So they're kind of getting to know him a little bit. Both Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur said they went back and they watched his college tape over the past few weeks to kind of get a feel for him. He took maybe 24 practice snaps with the first team the last 2 or 3 weeks of practice. Maybe it was 18. They watched those practice reps. He played a couple fourth quarters in the preseason. But even in training camp and in minicamp, he really didn't take any snaps with even the second or third teams. He was kind of with the equivalent of a scout team almost, and what they called an opportunity session of practice. So they don't have a ton of Davis Webb on tape. And if you go back to his college tape, and this is kind of why I still have questions, the offense he ran at Cal, you know, you call something the spread offense. Deshaun Watson wasn't a spread offense, but he did NFL caliber things with NFL principles in that offense. Davis Webb was in that pure Texas Tech, you know, a bunch of passes behind the line of scrimmage, one read, make the throw. So he wasn't asked to do a lot of NFL things in college, but they love his intangibles. They love his intelligence, his work ethic. He has good tools. He's got a big arm. He's got good size. He can move a little bit. But can he perform when he gets on the field in NFL situations, which really, by the way, is the most important thing? They haven't seen enough tape to know it, but I think they believe he has a chance to be a good player, and they'll hope to learn more this offseason.
John, last thing before I let you go. We got about a minute. How do you think the Odell Beckham contract situation plays itself out between now and the start of the season?
I think it's really tough when a guy's coming off a serious season-ending injury and had surgery to figure out this type of long-term deal. Because I'm sure the team would be saying, hey, I want a little bit of a discount here coming off an injury. And Odell Beckham's going to have no interest in taking a discount. So I imagine he'll play this year under the current deal. Maybe once he gets healthy and the Giants see that he's healthy, they can have a talk and figure that out later in the process. But I think the injury does confuse things, and I think they'll have to wait and see for him to get back and be 100% before that contract will get completed. They'll try. I just think the circumstances make it really, really tough early in the offseason.
Yeah, a lot of that class of 2014, that draft class, looking for big, big deals this coming summer between now and the start of the season. John Schmelk, at Schmelk on Twitter, S-C-H-M-E-E-L-K, covers the Giants for Giants.com, does a great job, and you can catch him on Twitter there. John, really appreciate the time, and I hope to do it again with you soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.